This next one has different flavors depending on how you do it virtually. I always recommend in-person meetings, which is why, Diego, I asked you whether he comes in or not. I would say take advantage of those times to have this discussion because it's a little bit, this is less about having a formal performance review because that is something the manager does for you. Usually every company has like every 6 months, every year performance review. So this is a little bit more you being proactive. And you want to say, hey, I want a career here. What do I do? How am I doing? What am I doing well? If he's only coming in 3 months, take that time and say, you know, you have a meeting, but you can have coffee and just have a 30 minutes. Doesn't have to be long, but you're being proactive. You're being personable. You're building a reputation because you are showing him without telling him, I care about my career. And you can be grateful. How you be grateful because when you ask, even your manager, but if you ask anyone for career advice, implicitly you're respecting them. You're telling them, I think the world of you and what you say to me really will help me. Thank you. So initiate a lunch or coffee meeting. Get, you know, you can put a topic there. And then in your insight, be say, hey, you know, you can say, since you've been here 10 years and you've been in different roles, I would love to get your advice on, you know, what's the career path for my role? That might be one way to just keep it short, right? Or you can say, hey, I know our regular reviews are once a year, but I've really, you know, been in this new position for 4 months or 5 months. I would love some informal feedback on how I'm doing and where I could do better. Again, a compliment to say, I'm here to learn. And tell me what I can do better. It also gives you a window to where their perception is of you. Because you don't want to be surprised if you're, you know, at the performance review. So during the meeting, ask open questions. Listen and have no expectations. Because it's not about wanting to be praised by your manager. It's not about having them offer things. You've got to ask for things during this meeting. And then listen for opportunities your manager offer. They might say, hey, you know, that's true. Here's a career path. There may be two career paths here for you. It's this route or this route. And frankly, if you want to know more about this other route, which I'm not on, talk to Dave, she might say, right? And you could say, oh, my God, thank you. Because the follow-up could be, what are you doing per their advice? If they gave you some good feedback but also improvement areas, to improvement, tell them what you're doing to make improvements in those areas. If your manager say, hey, talk to Dave, he's really good, thank them for that, you know, in an email and say, hey, you know, do you mind if I use your name so I don't know Dave very well so I can initiate a lunch or a coffee with Dave? And do that. And then when you do talk to Dave, whether the outcome is good or bad or you didn't get anything, still thank your current manager for offering that, because that is closing the loop and being proactive. And again, I have a different member ask me a very specific thing around career discussion. And so I share an article, and I will send it out in the recording email that, you know, this is about how to have a career discussion.
I have a question on this topic.
Please.
You know, I think for this one, I think I have seen a lot of people does it too. And I've heard from people that, you know, the feedback from the managers is, wow, you did a great job. You're good. You do this, you do that. But yet when it comes to opportunity, they never get it. So I don't understand this. I mean, a lot of managers are very nice and very polite. They would never talk anything bad about it. They always give you a lot of praises and always bring out a lot of good things you've done. But then when you're looking for career advancement or you're looking for some kind of project you'd like to be involved in, for some reason they just kind of left you out of the loop. So, I mean, I heard of this. I've heard about this before quite often, so.
Oh, very fair question, because imagine, it's an awkward thing to tell someone where they need improvement. It takes a skill set, right? So managers, that's why I said 50% do it okay. 50% doesn't do it well. But there is an influence you can do to make it a slight more comfortable for that manager to share, right? They can be praising you, et cetera, and you can say, great, thank you. I really appreciate that you appreciate my work. What is the one thing? If you have to say one thing, just push on it, right? If there's any one thing that I could, it could be anything. You can tell me anything because I really want to know. Ask that question. Because a lot of times people don't want to offend. Even their managers, sometimes their goal is to also be liked. It's not a great goal. Great managers are not often always liked, but they're respected. And there's a whole different call about how to be a great manager. But I would say that you can still create a safe environment for your manager to voice what they truly concerned about for you. And listen with no expectations and listen with humbleness. Because they may not say it correctly. They may say it and you might feel hurt by it. Like, oh, you do this in a meeting and it really did blah, blah, blah. But respond with, well, okay, let me hear what's going on. What did you say? Because just the fact that they share it with you, because it's in their mind already, that means other people may have that perception. It's a gift that they give you. So if they do it for you, thank them no matter how hard it is to hear whatever it is that they say, because they're telling you the blind spot you can't see yourself. And that blind spot typically is not something you want to hear. It is not something you may agree with. But it is there, and if it's there, it's in the perceptions of others' minds, that's what's going to hinder your reputation in others' mind if you don't listen to it out and figure out a way to reshape them.
Thank you.
Sure.